Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Sarah with Family First Staffing.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Reese. This is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? I can hear you. Yeah. Are you good?
Now I can hear. Yeah, because I'm inside of an apartment, so sometimes it just goes in and out due to signal wise.
All right. So I'm just going to try and get this out, and then I will text you to make sure you got all the details.
Okay.
But your client has been given an increase of hours, and we wanted to know if you want to work 16 hours per day, which is what is the allowed that any one caregiver can work. So I was going to increase you to the 16 hours a day and then staff for the remainder, okay?
And then what?
I'm going to find staffing for the remaining hours.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine with me right now.
All right, let me go over.
And you said your name is Sarah?
Yes.
Okay, Sarah, yeah, this is also a good thing that you're calling me, because I was even discussing with Mr. James here. Every time that I try to reach out to this girl by the name of Lisa, it's very complicated. My communication with her whatsoever, and also does Mr. James been complaining about the same thing also.
All right, I'll let the administration know.
Can I finish it?
Yeah.
Can I finish it real fast?
No, I'm just saying, because I know there's been issues and with communication and being able to reach her by the phone. And
no. It's just not just that. It's just that sometimes I shoot her a text regarding anything about Mr. James, which is the patient.
Mm-hmm.
She's very difficult to even respond back. And just for the past month, I've been telling her also that she needed it on her end, and also on the app that I clock in and out. She needed it to update information about his apartment. And just this morning that she actually got that done. This has been going on for like over a month that we've been requesting it. For her to just try to adjust that and change that on the system. And just this morning, after so many times that me and Mr. James have requested it, she did it. She finally did it this morning. So I don't know if it's possible regarding anything as far as me and the patient, Mr. James, if we can just get transferred over to somebody else there that I don't have to deal with.
For now, you have my direct number. My role here is staffing and customer service, so you can reach me directly at any given time for anything, and I will
connect
you.
On this number here?
Yeah, the 7418 number.
Yeah, and like I said, if it's possible, just, I don't know.
Yeah,
if you can,
and I'm going to talk to him
anything
about
regarding,
you
yeah, any,
someone else.
Yeah, anything regarding his case, if you can just have transferred over to somebody else over there, probably a little bit more dedicated and and also that really respond whenever we need.
Right.
Whenever we need to, like, you know what I mean, either ask a question through a text or even give a call to try to, like, get her on the phone, because it's just horrible, like, overall.
I do apologize for that, and I am actively working on trying to figure out what's going on over there. But in the meantime,
I'm telling you what's going on right now.
No, I'm not saying, like, I know what's going on.
I'm here on a daily basis.
I'm saying, no. I know. I mean, like, why is this happening? Like, I need to speak to the supervisors and everybody. But I will work on getting him a different coordinator.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That is what we've been, this is what we've been trying to get it done for a while now.
Okay, we have hired new people over there for coordination, so I'll see if one of those coordinators will pick up the case.
And also, Sarah, if it's possible, it doesn't have to be today or sometime next week. But by next month, if it's a possibility for, once they get that new coordinator, if they can actually come here in person one day to take a look at the scenario and also...
The coordinator doesn't do that. We have a field rep that would do that. So I will,
yeah, that will be
I
fine.
Will have him reach
that
out
will be
to
fine.
Schedule with you for
yeah,
a day.
It doesn't have to be today or next week, but please, as soon as
absolutely.
You get a chance, because... I would definitely like to go over a lot of things with him also regarding Mr. James. And I would prefer, if that is possible, for whoever it's the field person that it's working with you guys to come out here in person and discuss all this matters with us.
Okay.
Is that
all
possible?
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna reach out to him and have him he'll call you to schedule a date, okay?
Yeah, and also now you have, this is my personal number also, my contact. So if anything,
yeah.
If you need to also contact me, please feel free to do it.
Okay. All right, so we have you at 7 a.m. to 11, right?
Yeah, and today I've already been here since 11:36 in the morning.
I see that. Okay, yeah, and he was just discharged today, right?
Yeah.
All right, and how are you doing, Mr. McNally?
Doing well. Now that I'm home, it's
good. Yeah, he's doing pretty good now that he's out of the hospital. He was
all right. Good.
He was
I'm
really
glad
looking
to hear
forward
it.
To that. Yeah.
Glad to hear. Okay, so I am
I'm
working.
I'm quadriplegic, just so you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I have you listed as a total care.
Okay.
So
yep,
I do cool. understand that, and that's why it might not be able to get someone out for tonight for the overnight. But
it's fine. As long as you get on top of that, that's fine.
Yeah,
and then
I'll
yeah, and then once as we came to an agreement and
mm-hmm.
I'm totally fine with doing those 16 hours, and then it is. It is ideal, and it will be on his best interest to get somebody else here after those hours to stay with
yeah,
him,
definitely.
You know, throughout the night, definitely, since he's
in
total care.
I understand that. All right, and we will talk soon, okay? And I'm going to
okay.
have Erin. Erin is the name of the field rep, and he's going to be the one to reach out to you, okay?
Yeah, he can give me a call on my contact, and then we'll try to rearrange or maybe sometime next week, if he can.
Okay. That sounds like a
and,
plan. I'll see what his schedule looks like. And
yeah, I would like to go over with him and just give him a heads up as far as Mr. James' situation and everything else. And I would like to do all that with him in person instead of just over the phone.
Yeah, I understand. And do you guys need any supplies? You need gloves or sanitizer, things like that? Mask.
We always need gloves, that is for sure, and also sanitizer. So I don't know if you
okay.
can rearrange.
I'll throw it in there. Size large.
Have that
sent over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll
and,
put a request
also,
in for that.
Yeah, and also sanitizers will also mm-hmm. help.
Okay. Will do.
Other than that, that's about it. And
all
once
right.
again, thanks for your time, and I appreciate about the attention.
Of course, Reese, and I will let you know as soon as I have an update on the staffing. Okay.
Please, I appreciate that. I'll
all
be
right.
waiting.
Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.